Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is February 28th, 2009, day 34. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding myself of the porn in my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. But please join me on this adventure of ridding the porn in our lives for good. Hello again. I've been doing well myself. Hope you have as well. Going on 9 days, I think, now, porn-free. Although it's day 34 of the podcast, it's been a tough road. And I'm not saying it's going to get any easier, but at this moment, it's been pretty tough. So, as of right now, you know, we're doing good, looking forward, you know, and go from here. I've been reading a lot on different things relating to obedience, relating to judgment, that sort of thing. And although that stuff seems far away, it doesn't mean it's not true. So I had a verse to share with you, as I wasn't going to do a podcast tonight, but I felt very strongly that I should. So let me give you this verse. 1 Peter 1:14 says, "So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then." For some of us, that's true. For some of us, we did know better, but we didn't care. And that stinks, you know, that if we did know, but that's just life at this point. So, again, 1 Peter 1:14 says, "So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires." He doesn't tell us that just to throw out rules. He tells us that because in the end, there's judgment. And you don't want to be one of the ones on the wrong side, that's for sure. God is a fair and just God, but we must obey his rules and his laws, which are really for our own good, to serve him and to help others. So I just wanted to throw out some encouragement. I know it's not easy to obey. I know it's not easy to look forward and to always not necessarily do what we want, but to just do what we should. It's not easy for me. It's not easy for a lot of people. There's some that are disciplined enough, but I'm not one of them. But reading the Bible always helps. It gives me strength. Tomorrow, or this is late in the early morning, tomorrow during the day, it's going to be tough for me. People are going to be away. I'll be alone. So I have to focus on God. I have to focus not on myself and what I want, but what's good for me, my family, my relationship with God, most importantly. So through his son, I was forgiven, but that doesn't mean I should do it over and over. So hopefully this is just a word of encouragement to whoever's listening, that God can forgive. We can move forward. We can trust in him and know him. And the hardest thing is keeping our focus where it needs to be. You know, I'm in front of a computer right now. Not easy to throw the porn from my mind. Probably you face the same thing. It's late, I'm up alone, I'm not working tonight. And, you know, hopefully you can put your focus where it needs to be and not where you want it to be. So if you're at that site and you're just thinking, you know, I really want to look at something, you see a woman that turns you on, that sort of thing, as hard as it is, close it as fast as you can. And then maybe open it. Go to YouVersion.com or BibleGateway.com. All it takes is one verse. Pray, Lord, help me. Help me keep my focus on you and away from my desires. Help me have clean and pure desires. And that will help. Give it a try. I know it's not the the most incredible answer to your problem, but it's the simplest, and really it's the easiest. If you can just close that window for a second, look to him, say, Lord, help me. Or if you need to, get up and walk away from the computer and read the Bible that way. Whatever works for you, you need to figure that out. And you need to stay consistent with that. What's working for me, my wife sends me daily verses, usually not today, but daily verses usually helps me keep my focus, asks me, and it's understanding. And it's hard for you to have. If you're a woman, you'll know that it's hard for the other person, or well, it depends on the situation you're in. But if you're a woman and your husband or boyfriend's looking at porn and you don't like that, you know how you feel. He doesn't feel, he's not doing it against you because you're not good enough. He's doing it to focus on what he wants. It's not really, has nothing to do with the other woman. For the guy on that side, not a whole lot of women look at porn, but if it's a woman that's having, well, they do, but the statistically, it's far less. So if the woman's looking at porn, same thing, close it, run away. You know, there's no better advice really, as hard as that is to do. You've got to overcome that desire to look at things you shouldn't. And again, I'm preaching to myself at the same time. So when you have your focus in the right place, it becomes easier. I must say that this is 8 days out. It's easier and easier every day so far. I know there's going to be a day where I'm tempted, like I'm planning later today. But I just have to keep in mind that, you know, when I focus on God, good things happen. It's a fact. Give it a try. Try it for a week. See what happens. You know, I really don't have much else tonight. But if you're that one person out there that's, you know, not looked at porn for a long time and you're thinking of doing it again, don't. You're still addicted to it, but it doesn't mean you need to do it. Try and push yourself away. And again, the only thing that we can't do this ourselves, only God can help us through this. So let's pray and move on from here. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for this day you've given us, whether it's been easy or hard. We thank you for all the things that you've put in our lives to make us better for you. Lord, we ask that you would help keep our focus, or help us keep our focus on you. Help us to trust in you and help us to always walk towards you, and not take the easy route because that's what we want, but to take the route that you want us to take, which is ultimately to you and to be with you forever. Lord, we ask that you'd give us strength in our weak times. Give us the insight to know better and to look towards you when we're faced with temptation. We thank you for all you've done for us, and we ask that you'd help us. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next time.